This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. The Cleveland Clinic got a welcome to Port St. Lucie from Mayor Greg Orovick.
And whereas the Cleveland Clinic has officially merged with and acquired one of the City of Port St. Lucie's great institutions, Martin Health System.
So it was officially Cleveland Clinic Day in Port St. Lucie as officials from Cleveland Clinic celebrated an official partnership with Martin Health Systems in Stewart and Port St. Lucie and Indian River Medical Center. New names and logos were unveiled, with the three Martin Health Systems hospitals becoming Cleveland Clinic Martin North Hospital, Cleveland Clinic Martin South Hospital, and Cleveland Clinic Tradition Hospital. Vero's Hospital will be called Cleveland Clinic Indian River Hospital. Cleveland Clinic's president and CEO, Tom Mihaljevic, called the partnerships crucial.
Our entire organization, our great organization, is truly committed to the residents of Florida to provide a coordinated and high-quality care. And we believe that in order for us to accomplish that, we can best do it by working together.
Initially, there will be few changes, says Will Barsom, CEO and president of Cleveland Clinic Florida Region.
So over the course of this first year, every job that presently exists will remain. That is something that we have committed to, and we think it's the right thing to do for the caregivers here in the community.
Barsom says that also includes current agreements with health insurance providers for that year-long period. There will also be the opportunity for individual hospitals to develop specialties.
If you look at today at Martin North, for example, they have a major focus on cardiac care. In fact, we started a Cleveland Clinic cardiac surgery program there several months ago, which has been met with incredible success. I believe here at Tradition, there's going to be more of a focus on neurological care, for example. I think really the key, though, is across the board, our focus is going to be to strengthen all of the service lines that presently exist.
Taxpayer-funded support for indigent care will be phased out with the new partnership, says Gregory Rosenkrantz, president of Indian River Medical Center.
We have instituted our charity care policy beginning January 1, and over the next 3 years, the hospital district's tax subsidy will be phased out, and we'll take that responsibility.
In the end, Will Barsom of Cleveland Clinic Florida Region says they do expect patients to benefit from having network hospitals in close proximity.
What I think patients will experience is maybe an improvement in the ability to move through the process more quickly, more efficiently. That when somebody has a very highly complex problem, easier access to tertiary, quaternary care, you know, that type of thing. Making sure that we're able to provide care closer to patients in their neighborhood. So again, if you look at the cardiac example that I gave before, we were seeing many open heart cases that were leaving this community and going outside the community. Now we're seeing those cases remain in this community. That's a great benefit to the community. We saw that immediately.
Cleveland Clinic officials have been meeting with staff in Martin Health Systems Hospitals and Indian River Medical Center as the partnerships become complete. For at least a one-year period, patients will be able to continue to see their same doctors and providers. Also, appointments for outpatient services will go ahead as scheduled. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.